fucking fearless, baby. Here we go. Z2, flood right close. Press 34 duo. That's split on.
This is the New Way Forward Football Scoreboard Show.
Football!
Every score, every game, every coach. You'll hear it all from this week in high school football. The New Way Forward Football Scoreboard Show on KCIM and Kick 106.7 is also brought to you by Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton, Feld Fire, Mackey Motors, Outlaw Graphics, DMAC & Carroll, New Way Forward, Gatorade, Curb Appeal, and Motor In. Now let's get you caught up with all the scores.
Thank you so much, John, as we have wrapped up the second week of the Iowa High School football round of playoffs, if you call it so much, here across the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network, as well as across the state of Iowa. Casey Miners, Todd Danner with you on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show for the second round edition. And Todd, what a week it was. We saw some upsets, and officially all of the classes underway with the playoffs. And eight-man, Audubon looked really good tonight. We had Kemper looked really good against OABCIG, and Carroll still playing right now, the three area teams. But overall thoughts on kind of how you thought this second week of playoffs went?
Like you said, there's a lot of competitive games out there that, and a few upsets that we didn't see was going to happen. The lower seeded teams pulled off some wins tonight. So that's why you play the games on the football field. I mean, on paper it's always the team that's not always that comes out a victor. And tonight proved that around the state. But like you said, our area teams are doing pretty well right now, with Carroll just trailing right now to Nevada, but Kemper and Audubon with nice victories tonight.
We will talk with Sean Burks of Audubon, Ryan Steinkamp of Kemper, and then Craig Roeder of Carroll later on tonight after that Carroll game gets wrapped up with. But we'll run you through the scores that we have so far and what the matchups will be like next week for the couple area teams that have advanced, as well as around the state. We'll start in Class of 3A. As Todd mentioned, Carroll trails Nevada right now in the fourth quarter, 21-14. The winner of that game will take on Clear Lake at Clear Lake next week, 41-0. Clear Lake won over Mount Vernon there in Pod A. 3A Pod B, it was Solon over Benton, 31-6. And then Winterset beat Independence, so it'll be Winterset and Solon next week there in a Pod B. In a Pod C, it was West Delaware over Mount Pleasant, 35-21. And then Wallert Catholic over Central DeWitt, so Wallert Catholic in a West Delaware will meet in a Pod C. Pod D there in Class 3A, the last pod, it was Bishop Helan over Atlantic, 28-6. And Sioux Center over Des Moines Christian, 28-10. Bishop Helan and Sioux Center will meet. Those two teams have already met this season as they were in the same district. That is Pod D, Bishop Helan and Sioux Center, coming up next Friday.
Class 2A will turn, like I said, Kemper started off second round of the playoffs tonight, opened up with a 26-15 victory over OABCIG, the second victory over them this year. So with that win, they'll take on Cherokee, who was a 40-14 winner over Unity Christian. So it's Kemper and Cherokee next week, with the winner advancing to the Unidome in the state semifinals in Class 2A. In Pod B, PCM picked up a 45-31 victory over Pella Christian, and Wilton beat West Branch 30-7. So it'll be PCM and Wilton playing next week for a chance at the Unidome. Pod C, we saw Mid Prairie 46-0 over Mediapolis, and Van Meter 24-14 over Rowan Story. So Van Meter and Mid Prairie will play for a shot to go to the Unidome next week. And in Pod D, Osage knocks off Hampton Dumont 27-7, and Elbernett knocks off Waukon 34-16. So next week it'll be Elbernett and Osage playing for a shot to go to the semifinals in Class 2A.
In back-to-back weeks, Kemper going to see the same exact team that they've seen already this year. They played OABCIG in district play.
Right.
Kemper opened the season with Cherokee. Very interesting game, I think, that one will be, Todd. Both teams, two different teams than what we've seen so far. This probably going to be different than what they've seen in Week 1. Kemper playing a lot better defense here towards the end of the season than they were in that Week 1 game. But I think that should be a really good ball game that we'll have here at the Carroll Athletic Field coming up next Friday. We'll turn the page to an eight-man in a Pod D. Audubon knocks off Mount Azuma 82-0, and then Iowa Valley over Janesville 63-0. Audubon will travel to, Marengo?
Marengo.
They will travel to Marengo to take on Iowa Valley next week for a chance to go to the Unidome. In a Pod A, it was Bishop Garrigan over North Union 50-15, and Don Bosco over Clarksville 69-32. Don Bosco, Bishop Garrigan will meet for a chance to go to the Dome next week. Pod B, Woodbine beat Southeast Warren 68-0, and then Fremont Mills in an upset over Bedford 40-28. So Woodbine and Fremont Mills will meet coming up next week. In a at Pod C. Gladbrook Rhinebeck over Easton Valley, 56-6. And then Edgewood Colesburg over Turkey Valley, 34-12. So Gladbrook Rhinebeck and Edgewood Colesburg will meet coming up next week. And those eight-man games, Todd, important to mention to people, those are going to be played on Thursday, not
Thursday
Friday.
Night.
They'll be played on Thursday because their games at the Dome will be played that Thursday morning.
Okay, Class 1A in Pod A tonight. West Lyon knocks off Lawton Bronson 63-7, and Underwood was a 42-21 winner over West Marshall. So Underwood and West Lyon will meet next week for a chance to go to the Unidome in Class 1A, or state semifinals. In Pod B, Grundy Center rolls over Clarion Goldfield 42-7, and Dyersville Beckman shuts out Saguenay Kyoto 35-0. So it'll be Beckman Catholic and Grundy Center next week for a chance to go to the Unidome. In Pod C, Iowa City Regina 52-13 over Cascade, and Pleasantville knocks off Hudson 33-20. So next week will be Pleasantville and Regina playing to go to the Unidome. And in Pod D, South Hardin 20-0 over Ridgeview, and Trainer with a 35-12 win over Hinton. So Trainer and South Hardin will play next week for the chance to go to the 1A semifinals.
Turn the page to Class A. MMCRU knocks off Galen Catholic into Pod A 37-0, and Woodbury Central over Madrid 21-0. MMCRU and Woodbury Central will meet for a chance to go to the Dome next week. Into Pod B, St. Ansgar over West of Fork 53-20, and then Northland knocks off Pinkin in an upset 21-3. St. Ansgar will take on Northland next week to go to the Dome. Into Pod C, ACGC is a 3-touchdown winner over Mount Air. They win 21-7, and West Sioux over Sibley Oshedon 31-14. ACGC will take on West Sioux next week. And then in the last pod there in Class A, Pod D, Maquoketa Valley falls to Wapsie Valley 24-14, and Linville Sully knocks off BGM 51-26. Wapsie Valley will take on Linville Sully next week in Class A.
Okay, then we'll turn our attention to Class 4A, when tonight it was Cedar Rapids Xavier 47-0 over Waverly-Shell Rock, and ADM knocks Edges North Scott 27-24. So it'll be ADM and Xavier playing to go to the Unidome in Class 4A next chance to go to the Unidome next week in Class 4A. In Pod B, in a very good ball game tonight, Gilbert knocks off Lewis Central 27-24, and Newton was a 51-7 winner over Fort Dodge. So it'll be Newton and Gilbert playing next week in the state quarterfinal ball game. In Pod C, Sergeant Bluff Luton rolls over Lamar's 42-7, and North Polk knocks off Glenwood 35-21. So Sergeant Bluff Luton and North Polk will play next week with a chance to go to the Unidome in Class 4A. And in Pod D, Pella edges Davenport North 17-14, and Decorah 25-24 winners over Western Dubuque. So it'll be Decorah and Pella next week to go to the chance to go to the Unidome.
The final class in the playoffs tonight for Iowa High School football, Class 5A. Into Pod A, Dowling Catholic knocks off Waterloo West 44-6, and then Iowa City West over an upset against Cedar Falls 38-31, so it'll be Iowa City West and Dowling meeting for a chance to go to the Dome next week. Into Pod B there in Class 5A, it was Waukee Northwest 28 over Indianola 28-7. Sioux City East knocks off Dallas Center Grimes 28-14, so Sioux City East and Waukee Northwest will meet next week there in Class 5A. Into Pod C, it was Johnson over Ankeny Centennial, 34-26, and a Valley over Prairie, 26-20. So Valley and Johnston will meet next week for a chance to go to the Dome. And then in the final pod there in Class 5A, Pod D, Iowa City Liberty knocks off Waukee, 34-20. And then Southeast Polk in an upset over Ankeny, 21-14. So Southeast Polk, Iowa City Liberty there in Class 5A. And important to mention, looks like Nevada knocks off Carroll tonight, 21-14. Mason Nealon holding that up for us. So Carroll final tonight, so we'll hear from Coach Roveter coming up. But, Todd, one thing I was going to mention, Southeast Polk stays alive in the playoff. They got a chance to five-peat there in Class 5A.
Yeah, you haven't seen that before. I mean, that's pretty impressive to go for, like I said, winners of four in a row and to go for a five-peat is pretty impressive. That's traditionally a strong program. But I tell you what, to do that year after year after year like that is pretty impressive. And who's going to stop them? We'll see. We'll wait and see. But, you go for a five-peat, that's pretty cool.
We will step away, take a break. We'll hear from some of our coaches when we come back in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Thinking about your future? The DMAC Carroll campus is a smart choice. Get a quality education at an affordable price, close to home. Join student organizations, meet new friends, and get involved. You'll find supportive staff guiding you every step of the way and expert faculty ready to share their knowledge and real-world experience. Kickstart your education today at the Carroll DMAC campus. Call 712-792-1755. DMAC, life's calling.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Mason Nealon here today with head coach Ryan Steinkamp of the Kemper Knights. Coach, I mean, in that first half there, you know, you felt with the weather here tonight that there was wind blowing in there. Did you feel like that affected kind of what your game plan was with the passing game?
Not with the passing game. I think it's just sort of strategy. I know we defer to start the game too, to kind of play in field position. It felt good in our defense. Ended up working out in our favor. Just really proud of the way our kids started the game.
Jared Huffman not playing tonight there. What did you expect out of Taylen Alford at the backfield?
I mean, he's been working his tail off in practice all year. You know, I mean, he's got a few carries here or there. You know, he practiced well. He knows the plays. And, you know, he's not the biggest guy, but, man, he runs hard. And I'm really proud of how he stepped up.
For you guys tonight, this is another district opponent that you've seen earlier this year. What do you feel like switched between OABCIG in the first matchup now compared to the second matchup?
I think it's playoff time. Everybody's going to give you everything they got. You know, we've all been scouting each other. We've been watching each other versus district opponents the last, you know, month. So we know each other pretty well. But they definitely have these two new Nichols, and, you know, they're very well coached, and they're some really tough kids.
So take me back to that first half there for your offense. What do you feel like the offense was clicking on, and what do you feel like they were doing well?
I thought the O-line, you know, was probably the MVP of the game. You know, I kind of told them, like, I don't care who's that running back. You need to get some. We're going to have over 100 yards rushing, and they did a great job of dominating the line of scrimmage.
What was the impact of Preston Benami coming back this week as well?
That was huge. You know, he's a really smart kid. He kind of gets everybody, you know, on the same page, and just really, really proud of how he stepped up for our guys.
For you guys now moving forward here, I know you take it one game at a time, but are you going to keep an eye on that Unity Christian game as well to be able to see kind of who's going to come out and play you guys next week?
Yeah, because we know who our next opponent will be, so we'll definitely start watching and game playing for them and get ready to go.
Take me to the halftime when you guys are sitting there. What was the talks like at halftime?
0-0. 0-0, go in the second half. And I'm not sure if we did or not, but what was the final there, the second half?
26-15, I believe.
I think our kids did great too. We just call halftime, just keep playing with heart, and I'll be ready to go and go win the second half.
For you guys as well, I know you like to outscore teams. I know you've done it all season here. To have a different game and kind of a closer game here, do you feel like that prepared the boys for some of these tougher matchups in the postseason?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk all the time, like, guys, like, at this point, it's win. Like, whatever we got to do, we said our miles this week was whatever it takes. And our guys, you know, laid it out there for us. We're really proud of them.
And then I know in that first half there, you guys had some defensive problems that you looked at there, and I know you called a timeout the one time there. Did you feel like the guys kind of adjusted in that first half and that second half to the defensive mistakes you guys had early?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought they did a nice job of that.
And then for you guys as well, there on the passing game that OABCIG had there, what do you feel like changed as well? Because you got those two interceptions there, but you gave up a couple of deep plays as well.
Yeah, I know they have some good athletes and good kids too. And now that quarterback is a heck of a job. He's tough to contain, and then we had trouble with that first time and this time too. He just creates plays with his legs, and like, it's tough to guard guys for that long.
And when you talk about him being tough to contain, what were kind of the conversations like to be able to get him to contain?
You got to play a little bit slower. You can't go after him. He's kind of baiting you and stuff like that.
And then you look at your guys' DMs there between Jack Baiting and your guys' other side as well. What do you feel like those guys need to do in this postseason to get some more pressure as well?
Those guys, watch film, understand who they're going against with things like that.
Coach, final question here. When you look at that Unity Christian game, you look at that Cherokee game, is there any kind of mismatch there? Are you looking for both, or is it just anyone that you get going to be with?
At this time, it's just anyone, any place, any time, anywhere, too. And I know our kids will be excited about the opportunity.
Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure all season. Thank you for joining us here in our New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Thanks for having me.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
From bump, set, spike to the crack of the bat, at Motor Inn of Carroll, we love our high school sports. And we love the opportunity to support our local schools, athletes, coaches, and parents. Through the hard work of our kids, we get the enjoyment of watching and listening to their activities. other life lessons like teamwork and citizenship help create outstanding young women and men we are so proud to sponsor. Good luck to all of our local sports teams. From Motor Inn of Carroll.
KC Miners back with the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show here on Kick 106.7 as well as KCIM. Kemper with a big 26-15 win tonight over OABCIG. And Todd, they've got a good matchup coming up next week as they will retake on Cherokee Washington, a team that they saw week one here in Carroll. But two different teams we're going to see on the football field coming up on that Friday. But Kemper comes away with a good win tonight. And it sounds like, you know, they've been banged up a little bit, but have some key kids and some key pieces. It sounds like they're going to keep going and going forward with that, the chance to try to win a state title.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, playing Old Bowl for the second time this, you know, this year is a, you know, you're a little familiar with them. And they're going to be familiar a little bit with Cherokees. And they opened the season with a 44-28 victory over Cherokee, you know, here in Carroll. So, but like you said, after week one, you're just feeling each other out in that week one and seeing what – what kids are going to step up for you this year and maybe have a chance to play a little more for you this year. And so two different teams entering the second round of or the quarterfinals of the playoffs, but at the same time familiar with each other, so each team knows what each other is going to do for the most part.
Also looking at 8-man, another team that was victorious tonight out of our local schools. Audubon beats up on Montezuma 82-0. And Todd, we were talking as that score kept coming in. We knew Audubon was good, but when you take on a 7-2 team in the second round of the playoffs, you know, you don't expect to see this 82-0 score, but it looks like they just rolled tonight.
I mean, it just seems like everything went right for Audubon. I haven't a chance to listen to Coach Burke's interview yet or find anything about that game, but like you said, they've rolled all season over teams, and but like you said, in the second round of the playoffs, you don't expect an 82-0 a game, especially that, you know, Audubon scores a lot of points, but so does Montezuma. I think we talked about before, Montezuma a couple years ago was in the semifinals, the 2020 semifinals of the Unidome, Montezuma lost to Remsen St. Mary's 108-94.
They have a five-hour game.
A five-hour ball game. So Montezuma can put points on the board tonight. But tonight, shut out 82-0 by a very, very good Audubon team who seems to be clicking at all cylinders right now.
Yeah, and they'll take on Iowa Valley next week. Iowa Valley won tonight over Janesville 63-0. That will be at Iowa Valley coming up next week. And you could see that one be, you know, an 82-63 ball game.
I mean,
you know, coming up next week, two offenses like throwing the football. So that should be a really good matchup coming up next week. We'll talk with head coach Sean Burks when we come back on the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Audubon Wheeler head coach Sean Burks joins us on the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show on KCIM and Kick 106.7. They get the 82-0 win at home tonight over Montezuma in the 8-man round of 16. Within 6 minutes, three rushing touchdowns, you're quickly up 24-0, and kind of before Montezuma could blink, it's almost like they didn't even know what hit them. You guys got off to such a good start on both sides of the football. Special teams got in the mix, a punt block. Just everybody was clicking to begin.
Yeah, you know, this is probably the first time that we've felt all three phases have really clicked, and then you see what we're capable of when all three phases do click, because we're dangerous on all three phases. You know, we're capable. We've shown this year we've taken, you know, four punts to the house. We've taken pick sixes and scoop and scores. We've been able to score on defense and special teams, and then our offense has shown good things throughout the year, but sometimes there's one phase is carrying the other. You know, last week our defense carried us here until the offense got going. Special teams, we had a miscue with a kick return. A couple weeks ago, against Coon Rapids, defense had two lapses. Offense punched it in, you know, every single drive to carry it. So when we're playing that complementary football where offense is doing their job to keep some pressure off the defense, and defense is vice versa, is getting the ball back for our offense quickly. Special teams is either making a play or at least, you know, making a net zero, not allowing a big play for them on special teams. We're a dangerous group, and we wanted to show up fast, be physical, really send a message early on our home field, and I thought our kids did a great job of locking in from the get-go.
Short fields pretty much all night. I think in the first half, the longest fields you guys had was about 43 yards. You guys had short fields all night, first drive, second drive of the game, pretty much kind of carbon copies of each other offensively. Two play drives, and you cap it off with touchdowns. You open things up with a 37-yard touchdown run from Mason Kasperbauer to go up 8-0, and then you get the ball back. A 26-yard touchdown run for Aiden Kiergaard. You're up 16-0, and then, as you mentioned, special teams, they got the punt block in between those two drives to set you up with a second short field. Anything jump out at you on those first two series? Four plays, 16 points. You had to be pretty pleased.
I like the way Mason ran early. You know, I think the weight room dedication really showed off. It wasn't perfectly blocked. Their backside was chasing things down, and Mason rarely goes down with the first guy. And if you can't make a one-on-one tackle in 8-man, you're in for a long night. And when Mason can keep making those plays for us, to make the unblocked guy miss or make the last guy miss or at least run through him or run over him. You know, Mason very rarely goes down on the first contact and very rarely goes down the backfield. So we're always staying positive, even when it's not blocked perfectly or a team makes a really good play. You know, even you look up and Mason's gaining 6 yards or 7 yards sometimes when maybe another person it might have been zero. We really done a good job, and we talked about that in the offseason. We had Mason coming in at running back, and the way we were going to be built, we thought we'd have a lot more second and mediums and second and shorts with him at tailback. Aaron Olson last year was a dynamic kid, capable of taking anything to the house. You know, some of those plays where he makes the coaching look really smart when he makes some great plays, but he wasn't very big, you know, and he kind of would get tackled by his jersey sometimes, and Mason's just built differently. He's more of a true running back. Aaron was an athlete that we put at running back. So it was just a different feel that maybe we wouldn't be as explosive, but we'd stay on schedule more. And Mason's done a really good job of that, of getting his shoulder square, getting downhill, and then either running through somebody or around someone. And can't give the kid enough credit.
So you're up 16-0 after those two touchdown runs. Kiergaard gets your third touchdown run of the game midway through the first quarter. Another 26-yarder for him. You're up 24-0. He goes a 13-yard rushing touchdown later in the first quarter, and then you get another 13-yard rushing touchdown from Mason Kasperbauer. So after 12 minutes of play, you had a 40-0 lead. Those two guys with three and two touchdowns apiece. Was there anything offensively that you guys were worried about coming into the matchup at all, or what? Tonight, at least in the first quarter, it just seemed like you guys could not be stopped.
Hey, you just never know, because we get junked a lot where we're prepping for a three-man front, we get a four-man front, or we're prepping for a team that plays a one high safety and they roll a two high safety, or what, you know, we haven't put a ton of eggs in those baskets, and this was a team that we had a pretty good idea what we were going to see from alignment standpoint, and they still gave us a few wrinkles. So it was good kind of feeling out early of, hey, we've talked all week about blocking it like this, but hey, now we're going to have to make that adjustment and block it like this. And I thought our kids did a really good job of communicating that with coaches and with each other. I can't give our kids enough credit, because that's something that not every team can do, not every group can do. And then you look around and we've got sophomore quarterback, sophomore running back, sophomore backside tight end, and then we've got, you know, a lot of juniors that are blocking the way as well. And then you've got seniors mixed in there too with Austin and Brody and Sully. So it's a nice blend of seniors and juniors and sophomores. For us to all be on the same page tells you what kind of special chemistry these guys have, and it's in all aspects. You know, we've had zero issues with behavior, with attitude, with effort. You know, this morning they went to the bakery, and I heard back, you know, they could try to do a Friday team breakfast, and In previous years, attendance has been spotty. And I talked to Kate at the bakery, and she was impressed that how loud it was. And I was like, oh, she goes, no, it was great. Kids were talking. Kids were hanging out. Kids aren't on their phone. Kids aren't just looking at each other. They're not just coming in to eat and leave. You can tell there's a real chemistry there. And I think that shows in all aspects. You know, we have the JV in, and the varsity guys are way up front in the box watching and cheering those guys on, and vice versa. Just, it's a special group, and they don't care who gets the credit, and it's just a very team-oriented task. And same thing shows on the game field where, hey, we thought this was here, but we're going to do this. We understand how our offense works. Here's what's going to happen. And defensively, same thing, where I thought defensively our kids really understood their assignment. Coverage-wise, against a team like this, there can be some holes and some openings. It's tough to play pass defense in the eight-man world. All around, can't give our kids enough credit for their focus, their buy-in all week, and it shows on Friday night.
There were a couple plays in the first half where their offense, like they can pass the ball. They had a really good passing quarterback. He wasn't able to really show his stuff tonight, the Bolton kid. You guys had everything kind of snuffed out. The one thing that they did probably miss out on in that first half, they had a couple guys get wide open, and they couldn't haul in those passes. So even when there might be a lapse in coverage, they weren't able to take advantage. So I'm sure you had to be happy about the drop, but maybe not happy about the coverage in a couple situations.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get to film, and those guys will be really hard on themselves. You know, I think that's part of it with these guys, is they crave perfection. They're tough on themselves in the film preparation. And every week we put together a Google sheet, and our kids have access to it. And every weekend they go in and put, up to 10 to 12 comments in. And we tell them not all negative, not all positive, try to find a balance. And if you looked at the sheet, you'd think that we were losing 82-0. You've got, a game, Austin Christensen will have 14 comments in there, and 10 of them are negative. And you're like, I don't think I have 10 negative comments for him, but he sees all those details. And same thing if it goes for our DBs. I'm sure Aiden's going to be mad that he didn't have the pick on the one. He's going to be mad where the kid had the catch and the run. Just some of those things where some guys leaked out. It's tough. It's tough to cover for very long, and that's why we wanted our D-line to really get after it tonight, to really keep that clock short. You know, two to 2.5 seconds, ball needs to be out, because if you have time to do the recess, run around, scramble around, point around, that's almost impossible to cover on any level. But the eight-man world, there's just so much grass out there that it makes it really tough. But, there's going to be things to clean up as far as coverage goes, and we'll figure out what those things are, and we'll try to get better next week.
So after the first quarter, you led 40-0. You do get three more touchdowns in the second quarter. You get a 42-yard Kiergaard rushing touchdown. And then at some point, they just try to stop the run, and that allows the pass play. You get a 41-yard touchdown pass to Brody Weber, and then you get one more Aiden Kiergaard rushing touchdown in the final minute of that second quarter to go into halftime 62-0. So those couple Kiergaard rushing touchdowns, and then especially that Weber pass play. Talk about that second quarter and maybe some things that jumped out for you.
Yeah, that's something we've done a few times this year, where we start seeing teams that really just feel like they have to sell out. They have to, start doing each other's job, and we've got the weapons that with either Hudson or Jorgen at receiver. Today we kept the two tight ends almost exclusively, and then Brody and Austin are always in there, and those guys are such mismatches, because they can block down on a D lineman, they can go lock up a skill guy at the second level, and then after they do that and they block down, reach, and all of a sudden they run by you. That's tough as a linebacker or a safety, and I will give Aiden a ton of credit, because all week we talked that we thought we'd get a two safety look. We thought that, Brody would probably be covered up by the backside safety. We get out there in the game and they only ran the one safety look. And Aiden is just a smart enough kid to know that that safety can't guard both of them. He kind of drifted, and Brody was able to cross the kid's face. And as soon as the post crosses the face, it's going to be there. And Aiden is so good as a sophomore at seeing coverage, getting the ball out on time. And then he's got receivers that are doing a really good job of separation. If you're playing a zone, Austin does a good job of pressing vertical, pressing that fade route to pull the safety with him. And Brody does a good job of running the post to pull the safety with him. And if there's one safety, you can't go with both. And I thought, honestly, you probably could have thrown it to either one, but the right throw was to Brody, and Brody did a good job.
You go into halftime leading 62-0. At that point, I had you guys for 16 plays of offense, 307 or so yards of offense, 62 points, 8 touchdowns on 16 plays. It was an efficiency to the max from your offense, and they got to basically sit the entire second half. As they've done a lot this year, they haven't had to be out there for 3 and 4 quarters. You get to this time of year, I'm sure you would like your guys to maybe be battle-tested in the fourth quarter, but that's less wear and tear on the bodies. That's probably a little bit of a, 6 of one, half dozen of the other, how you look at it.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You know, our kids are conditioned. They've taken their things seriously. Whether it was summer workouts or whatever else, I'm not really worried about this time of year cramping up and those things either, which is good. The biggest thing for us is to be healthy and be trending in the right direction. You know, I don't think you would have felt very good if we got into a 42-40 game tonight and the defense had a bunch of lapses. So for us to play that efficiently, it tells me what kind of mature focus our group has and what we're capable of. When all three phases are clicking like that, we're very, very dangerous. And our kids were excited about the chance to play at home. They were excited about the chance to play, you know, a team from somewhere else to show, you know, what we're capable of. And we're excited for the next challenge as well. And like you said, we didn't get to play a lot of the second halves, but if we're as good as we're supposed to be and we're playing a team that we're bigger than at almost every position, because we were significantly bigger than Montezuma across the board, our physicality and our size should show, and it should lean on them. And the eight-man game, if you can't stop a team, it can get out of control in a hurry. And I'll give credit to Coach Beck. You know, they showed up with a good game plan. They were just a little bit, you know, outmatched a little bit. And quickly in the second half, he communicated with the refs that they were going to pull their starters. I was glad of that, because with their passing ability, if I were putting freshmen and sophomores out there, there's a chance that they get a couple of touchdowns, they get back in the game or whatever, then you think about putting the varsity back in. So we tried to match that, got our subs in as quickly as possible, and from then on it was kind of like a JV game, and it's great that we can get all the kids in the playoff game, but next week probably not the scenario. It's probably going to be a four-quarter battle at Iowa Valley, and hopefully we do enough to come out on top.
In that second half, you get a big third and fourth quarter from Brody Otten. He finishes the night I had him with over 100 rushing yards on 8 carries, got a touchdown. Could have had a shot at a couple more. He was downed at the goal line. Paxton Bean comes in at quarterback, and he rushes for a couple touchdowns. And that second and third group of defenders, they actually kept them in negative yardage, and they preserved the shutout. So they get the playing time, and they excel at a high level. That has to be a double win for you, Coach, right?
Yeah, we've kind of gotten on our second group and at times, because there's some upperclassmen in that group. There's some kids that, you know, on a lot of other teams or a lot of other years would be playing varsity for us. You know, we're not putting in a bunch of, we're not going from all seniors to all freshmen. We've got some kids with some size, with some ability, with some experience. So we expect them to go play well. And I thought tonight was a nice job, because there's been some times this year where, you know, we say the standard's a standard, right? We're going to coach you up. We're going to coach you hard. We're going to expect you to do the little things right, regardless of if it's a Monday at film, a Tuesday at practice, a Friday night, whether it's we're behind, ahead, first quarter, fourth quarter, varsity, JV, Monday night game. It doesn't matter. We're going to hold you to that standard. And I thought tonight our second unit and third unit guys, I really liked. You know, Chase Buck had a play at nose guard. Brody Otten and Hinkle, I thought, played really well linebacker against a team that it's tough to play linebacker. They put you in a lot of binds if you're either in coverage or not. I thought Orm Voigt stuck his nose in on the jet sweep and made a really nice tackle. Paxton Bean came up and closed a couple times from safety. There were some really good plays there from the second unit. And Brody Otten running the ball was a prime example of that. Talon Peterson, a freshman, pulling out in space as a kid that is really figuring it out for us as a freshman, and it's a huge difference between J High and JV and varsity. And I thought for the most part we blocked things pretty well. And sometimes at the end of varsity games, you've got some kids that are, you know, maybe eyes are a little bit big or whatever, but we've done it enough now. The JV gets in most games for us. Our execution, I thought, was really, really good. We had a couple bad snaps in there, so that's probably the downside of that, where Carson's stats looked like he was turned around running backwards, but he was jumping on fumbles or bad snaps. And that's where that comes from. But I thought our blocking was good. I thought Ty Bolin and Hudson at tight end, two sophomores, and then Alex Hinkle at the wing as a junior. Those three guys matched with, we threw a couple O-line groups in there, but those three skilled guys were primarily in there the whole time. And then Paxton and Brody did a good job of reading their blocks and keeping the score moving. We kept adding points with the JV. It's always good.
Really couldn't have asked for a better night for you guys. You get the shutout win. You put up 82. It looked like everybody was healthy. I think maybe one flag on you guys all night on a kick return or a punt return. That was about it. Just kind of a flawless night. Of course, you'll be able to nitpick when you look at film and find some things to work on. You're back in action next Thursday. Looks like you'll be on the road at Iowa Valley. That'll be the matchup that when the pods came out, you expected to be the 5 versus the 4. What do you know about them, and what will you be looking for on Thursday to keep this team rolling?
Yeah, interesting with the short week now. That kind of rolls everything forward for us. So now we've got to get our film and our scout done a day quicker, and we're going to meet on Sunday afternoon and do film, which we never do. It's always the weekend off, but our Monday film is now Sunday, and our Tuesday practice is now Monday. So hopefully we figure out that routine is what it is, and we're ready to go. Iowa Valley haven't really watched them. We saw them on the Montezuma film, but obviously we weren't really looking at scouting what Iowa Valley was doing at the time. But the Kriegel kid is pretty famous for putting up some video game numbers and some crazy numbers, and it looks like they're similar to us. And there's a little bit I saw in the Montezuma film, some similar formations to us, some similar concepts to us. Running back running the ball, but quarterback run game is a really big part of what they do. And then if you start cheating up, they're capable of going to the air too. But I think it's going to be two very similar teams, two pretty athletic teams. Two teams have been putting up a lot of numbers and winning some games and blowouts. It'll be interesting to see, what that looks like when it's a lot of strength on strength. They look like they've got some size to them. The Kriegel kid himself is a pretty tall and athletic kid. So it should be an interesting matchup. And I think whoever gets to the dome, kind of like that game when we went to Waco 4 years ago, where it was a four-quarter battle, a game of swings. We started hot. They came back in the second quarter. We answer in the third quarter. They answer in the fourth quarter, kind of lead changes and things like that. We haven't really been in a lot of those, but I think our kids will be ready for it. They've shown that mature focus. They've grinded. They're tough. They're mentally tough. We're excited. We always like going on the road, too. We've done our thing at home. There's just always something special about going to someone else's place too, and so we've got that closure. We're done at home. We've done everything we can do here. Now it's time to go on the road and take care of business. And easier said than done. We'll see what the preparation and the film looks like, but overall, we're excited for the opportunity to be in the quarters. That's not something that you take lightly. Now, we've done it a few times here, and we've cracked through twice, and we're hoping we can get the number three this time.
Iowa Valley beat Montezuma earlier this season. That was back on September 12th, 83-64. I know it's hard to extrapolate matchups week to week, month to month and things like that, but does that give you confidence that was a high-scoring 19-point win for Iowa Valley after what you guys were able to just do against Montezuma? Does that give you guys a baseline going into the week, or do you think at this level and at this point in the postseason, there's nothing you can even look at in that game?
I think everyone's going to point to the one common opponent. I think that question will probably come up a few times this week, and it is what it is. But our kids are going to respect the heck out of Iowa Valley. They're not going to think that just because we shut these guys out and they didn't shut them out. Montezuma was healthier early in the year as well. You've got less film on a team. They know each other a little bit better, being in the same area. So you that's probably not much for us. For us, we're going to look at what they do like every team. We're going to find what are their favorite formations and motions and plays. What do they like to do defensively? Who are their, who are their dudes? What do they look like? How big are they? And go through the scouting report like anything, and then line up and give it heck for four quarters next Thursday night.
Coach Sean Burks of the Audubon Wheelers, they get the win tonight 82-0. They'll be in action Thursday at Iowa Valley. Coach, appreciate your time here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Thanks for your coverage. Appreciate it all year.
Big things are happening in Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
Was Audubon Wheelers head football coach Sean Burks here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show as we welcome you back as officially the second week of the Iowa high school football season wrapped up here across the state of Iowa. KC Miners and along with Todd Danner here on a KCIM and a Kick 106-7. And Todd had the chance to hear from Sean Burks. Nick was down calling that game tonight, but they're going to take on Iowa Valley next week in Marengo, and that's going to be a really good ball game. Two teams that don't really know each other, but similar styles is what you heard Sean Burks say in that interview, and it should be a really good ball game coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, it could be a very high-scoring ball game, even though both defenses are probably pretty stellar. But I'm expecting a lot of points in that ball game. It's going to matter who's going to be able to outscore. We might have the you know, the old saying, who has the ball last is going to come down with a chance for the win. So very excited for that ball game next week for the Wheelers.
We have heard from head coach Ryan Steinkamp of the Kemper Knights so far here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show, as well as just Sean Burks of the Audubon Wheelers. We'll talk with Craig Roeder coming up here before the hour is up. But, Todd, let's run through the scores again. People are just joining us. We'll start in Class 3A. Into Pod A, Carroll loses at home tonight to Nevada 21-14. It's Clear Lake over Mount Vernon 41-0. So Clear Lake will meet Nevada in Clear Lake coming up next week on Friday for a chance to go to the Dome. Into Pod B, Solon beats Benton 31-6. Winterset over Independence 28-6, so it'll be Winterset and Solon for a chance to go to the Dome next week. And at Pod C, West Delaware over Mount Pleasant 35-21, and then it's Waller Catholic all over Central DeWitt 38-0. So West Delaware and Waller Catholic will meet next week coming up on a Friday. And then the final pod there in Class 3A is Pod D. Bishop Elin knocks off Atlantic 28-6, and Sioux Center over Des Moines Christian 28-10. So Sioux Center and Bishop Elin, two teams that have already seen each other this season, as they were in the same district, will meet again for a chance to go to the Dome coming up next week.
Okay, we'll turn our attention to Class 2A. Well, the Kemper Knights advance, have a chance to go to the Unidome next week. They'll take on Cherokee. Kemper was a 26-15 winner over OABCIG tonight, the second time they beat OACBIG this season. They'll be playing another familiar team next week, but they take on host Cherokee with a chance to go to the Unidome. Cherokee was a 40-14 winner over Unity Christian tonight. In Pod B, PCM knocked off Pella Christian 45-31. And Wilton was a 30-7 winner over West Branch. So it'll be Wilton and PCM playing next week in a state quarterfinal ball game to go to the Unidome. In Pod C, Mid Prairie shuts out Mediapolis 46-0. And Van Meter, always a tough team out in the postseason, wins 24-14 tonight over Rowan Story. So Van Meter will take on Mid Prairie next week for the chance to go to the Unidome in a state semifinal for a state semifinal berth. And in Pod D, Osage with a 27-7 winner over Hampton Dumont, and El Barnett with a 34-16 winner over Waukon. El Barnett and Osage now will play next week for the chance to go to the Unidome.
We'll turn the page to 8-man, and in Pod D, we just heard from head coach of the Ottawa Wheelers, Sean Burks. Wheelers win tonight 82-0 over Montezuma. They will take on Iowa Valley as they knock off Jansville tonight 63-0. In a Pod A, Bishop Garrigan beats North Union 50-15, and Don Bosco gets by Clarksville 69-32. So Bishop Garrigan will take on Don Bosco for the chance to go to the semifinals next week at the Unidome. In a Pod B, Woodbine shuts out Southeast Warren 68-0, and Fremont Mills with an upset over Bedford on the road 40-28. So Fremont Mills will take on Woodbine next week for a berth in the state semifinals on the line. And then in the final pod there, an 8-man Pod C, Easton Valley falls to Gladbrook-Rhinebeck 56-6, and then Edgewood-Colesburg beats Turkey Valley 34-12. Edgewood-Colesburg will take on Gladbrook-Rhinebeck next week for a chance to go to the semifinals.
Okay, Class 1A. In Pod A, Perennial Power West Lyon rolls to a 63-7 victory over Lawton Bronson, and Underwood handles West Marshall 42-21. So next week will be West Lyon and Underwood playing for a chance to go to the Unidome in Class 1A. In Pod B, Grundy Center rolls over Colerain Goldfield 42-7, and Dyersville Beckman Catholic 35-0 winner over Sigourney Kyoto. So Dyersville Beckman Catholic and Grundy Center will play next week for the chance to go to the state semifinals. In Pod C, Iowa City Regina 52-13 over Cascade, and Pleasantville knocks off Hudson 33-20. So next week with a chance to go to the Unidome will be Pleasantville taking on Iowa City Regina. And then in Pod D, South Harton shuts out Ridgeview 20-0, and Trainer will have a chance to go to the Unidome 35-12 over Hinton. So Trainer takes on South Harton next week.
We'll turn the page to Class A. In Pod A, MMCRU knocks off Galen Catholic 37-0. They will meet Woodbury Central, who beat Madrid tonight 21-0. So as I mentioned, Woodbury Central takes on MMCRU next week on Friday. In Pod B, St. Ansgar over West Fork 53-20, and North Lynn knocks off Pekin tonight 21-3 in an upset. So St. Ansgar will take on North Lynn next week. In a Pod C, ACGC knocks off Mount Air 21-7, and a West Sioux over Sibley Oshedon 31-14. ACGC will take on a West Sioux. And final pod there in Class A, Pod D, Wapsie Valley over Maquoketa Valley 24-14, and Linville Sully gets by BGM 51-26. Linville Sully will take on Wapsie Valley next week for a chance to go to the state semifinals.
Okay, and then Class 4A. Cedar Rapids Xavier, 47-0 winner over Waverly-Shellrock, and ADM gets slips past North Scott, 27-24. So next week will be ADM and Xavier playing to go to the Unidome in Class 4A, for a state semifinal berth. In Pod B, Gilbert was a 27-24 winner over Lewis Central, and Newton rolls over Fort Dodge, 51-7. So it'll be Newton and Gilbert playing next week for a chance to go to the state semifinals. In Pod C, Sergeant Bluff Luton was a 42-7 win over Lamar's. And North Polk knocks off Glenwood, 35-21. So next week will be Sergeant Bluff Luton and North Polk playing for a state semifinal berth in Pod C. And then in Pod D, Pella with a 17-14 win over Davenport North. And probably the closest game of the night, Decorah 25, Western Dubuque 24. So it'll be Decorah and Pella playing next week to go for a state semifinal berth.
In the final class high school football playoffs for tonight in Class 5A, Dowling Catholic gets by Waterloo West in a Pod A, 44-6. It's Cedar Falls falling at home to Iowa City West in an upset, 38-31. So it'll be Dowling taking on Iowa City West. In a Pod B, Waukee Northwest takes on Indianola. Took on Indianola tonight. Waukee Northwest won 28-7. And then Sioux City East over Dallas Center Grimes 28-14. So Waukee Northwest will take on Sioux City East. In a Pod C, it was Johnson over Ankeny Centennial 34-26. And then a Valley gets by Prairie in a close one 26-20. Johnson will take on Valley for a chance to go to the state semifinals next week. And then in Pod D there in Class 5A, Iowa City Liberty gets by Waukee 34-20. And Ankeny loses at home to Southeast Polk 21-14. Southeast Polk still alive for a chance to five-peat there in the Class of 5A. They will take on Iowa City Liberty next week for a chance to go to the Uni Dome. We've got one more coach to talk to here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Craig Roeder, the Carroll Tigers, up next when we come back here on KCIM and Kick 106.7.
Clogged gutters, dirty windows, lint-filled dryer vents. Don't wait till it's too late. At Curb Appeal of WCI, we make home care simple. Our gutter cleaning protects your roof and foundation from costly water damage. Our dryer vent cleaning improves airflow, lowers energy bills, and reduces fire risk. And our window cleaning leaves your home brighter, streak-free, and full of natural light. Protect your home, save money, enjoy the view. Call Curb Appeal of WCI today at 712-210-9580.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
New Way Ford Scoreboard Show here tonight on 1380 AM 95.1 FM. Casey, I'm Jeff Blankman, joined right now by Craig Rowetter, the head coach for the Carroll Tigers. They fall here tonight at home in the opening round of the 3A playoffs, losing to a very good Nevada club, 21-14. Coach, I know disappointed right now. First thoughts here on this game?
Just a close. That's almost how we started the year. Close battle against a really good team. And just we're one score short. So
you had mentioned to me in the pregame that they like to run the football and that's what they lean on, but where they hurt teams is the pass game. That's kind of exactly what they were capable of doing tonight. They didn't run it and break off big run plays very often, but it was the deep pass play that got you guys a few times here tonight.
Yeah, and that I think if they watch film, we probably were exactly what they thought, and they were exactly what we thought. And our guys were right there. I mean, that's they just made some, they just have some really good players, and
right.
Which every year in the playoffs now, so
yep.
Every team has good players. But our guys were right there with them. It was just the old Derek, saying, a couple inches and a foot here or there, is
right.
all that matters. But it was pretty much exactly who we thought they were.
First drive tonight for you guys, you were pinned, and it looked like they just pinned their ears back against the run game. I think you had two losses of yards on the first two plays. What did you guys figure out after that? Because you're able to break Adam off on a couple of nice runs after that, and this, you didn't score right away, but you got the offense kind of going after that first drive.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the first look at the other, like their nose guard was, we could tell on film he was good, but you can't simulate that
right.
in practice, really. So
right.
it took Tanner just a series to kind of gauge his speed and strength. And they definitely were, coming after the run. So we switched up formations a little bit, and then we mm-hmm. thought to just our old school wing tee formation, just let the ball get downhill a little bit quicker by putting Michael in there. And then Adam could, then
right.
at least we had that downhill threat that hit pretty quick.
Adam had some success. Also, Michael had some success play on, especially in that fullback dive a few times tonight.
Yeah, and, I'm not sure if they caught on or not, but we kind of switched Michael and Adam back and forth a little
yep.
bit just
yep.
to just by depending on what kind of look they gave us. So, yeah, a little game within the game, I guess. But, yeah, we had, you know, and again, the guys up front were moving them. I'm not sure where we were total rushing-wise, but I'm sure we were over 100. You know, there's only one other team so far this season that ran for more than 100 yards on them. So
I had Adam for a height of 171 unofficially tonight. Now, you guys didn't have much more than that, but I had him for 171. Defense has dominated the first quarter, no points, and then all of a sudden there was that eruption of about 21 points in about 3 minutes of game clock, and it started with Matt Collison. Take me through that interception if you got a chance to see it. I know a lot of times you're on the sidelines kind of working with the offense, but I thought it looked like Eglin had it at first, and the next thing I know, Collison sprinting down the sidelines with the ball, takes it in for the touchdown.
Yeah, I had to watch it on the replay because I was looking on
Can
the
iPad. Can you explain to me what happened,
man? I was on the iPad looking, you know, just what we had to switch up as far as how they were attacking our offensive
right.
line. And I heard, you know, everybody going crazy. And you know, I look up and Mac's in the end zone. So I rewound and jumped on the clip. And, yeah, Mac came up. They tried to throw a little bubble screen. And
yep.
It was a little high. And Mac actually, it looked like he went for the tackle, but the kid went straight to the ground. And all of a sudden the ball popped up. And he caught it
okay.
right off his hip. And, you know, later on that drive later, Mac almost had the same deal. They tried to throw a long one down our sideline.
Right.
And Mac was right there. Well, I don't think he realized the ball was coming to his outside. He almost trapped it on his outside
yeah.
there, too. So, no, just a heads-up play by Mac. And, you know, I think that was his sixth pick of the year.
Year
so, yeah, just a good play by a great athlete. A
couple of heavyweights kind of counterpunching. They come right back and drive down the field. They get that 30-yard pass to tie it up. And that was a tough catch. I know maybe you could see on the huddle film if it was a catch or not, but it would look like a tough one over on the sidelines to tie the game up. And then you guys march right down the field again and go back up 14-7, got that big run from Adam Malik. What set up that big play for him?
Again, just staying patient, and obviously the guys in front, you know, we had, I think there's some good communication, you know, with our offensive line and tight ends and our wing back, you know, Kieran, and, you know, it's just, they did a nice job mixing up, you know, what they were doing on their defensive line. Sometimes they'd pinch in, and sometimes they tried to stretch it wide, so that's why we had to keep kind of going back and forth between our inside game with our dive and ISO, and then we'd hit our sweep play, just trying to gauge where they, you know, and
yep.
they were bringing blitzes, which we
right.
practiced all week. We knew they
yep.
would. So, you know, some of those big ones, we just would catch them in an inside blitz and hit the outside edge.
Up 14-7, looked like you're moving the ball. Drive that started at your own six, you turned it over at midfield. I said in my post-game report, I thought that changed the game. They score with 7 seconds left in the half to tie it, and then they get the ball to start the second half and go down and scoring up. They go up 21-14. There's no points the rest of the game. How disappointing is it to kind of know that maybe that whole play swung kind of on that one turnover? Not to get on anybody or blame anybody,
yeah.
but that one turnover kind of maybe swung momentum in this game.
Yeah, and because we were kind of
eating
taking their will
and,
out.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
and we had noticed, you know, we ran you won't like it, but kind of like the old Nate Stanley Iowa Hawkeyes say when you run quarterback sneak for 8 yards.
Yeah.
But we again they were so worried about, you know, our running backs
right.
where
yep.
Cam just took it and found a crease and was getting
right.
you know he probably averaged 4 yards on quarterback sneak.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was that was right, and it was worse again watching the replay where it was wide open if
right.
had we not put the ball on the ground. So yeah, definitely a big swing, and you know, unfortunately turnovers make or break you, and we were on the wrong side of it.
What did they do defensively in the second half to be able to keep you guys from, you moved the ball, but just not being able to finish drives?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much consistent with what they did the first. You know, they were, again,
right.
they moved in and out of that 3-4 man front. And it was, yeah, it wasn't, I don't think they made any huge adjustments. We
right.
just, and then again, we had a costly turnover down on the
yep.
south end there and in the end zone, and just had a little miscommunication, I think, on our play action. We didn't quite get our head turned. I think it was just a little, if you win, how fast to look, because it was there
right,
right
yep.
off the bat, but and then it got drug out. So,
fourth and eight late. You had Shable. Ball just a little bit too high, but you had a chance. This team kept fighting all the way through.
Yeah, it was a perfect read. That's what we said. You know, we ran a three-vert with add him to the flat, and then their outside backer, which I've anticipated, he sat on the flat. So I said, so Cam made the right read. It was just a little high on the throw, but we had a shot.
Coach, I know disappointing loss. We'll talk more about this one coming up tomorrow morning on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. So appreciate you joining us here tonight following a tough loss. Congratulations on a fantastic season.
You bet, Jeff. We appreciate all the coverage all season long. Go Tigers.
Head coach Craig Rowetter again joining us here on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. Tigers fall here again tonight to Nevada by a final of 21-14 to finish the season at 6-4.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
We welcome you back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on Kick 106.7 as well as the KCIM, KC Miners. Todd Danner with you tonight here for the second round of the Iowa High School football playoffs. Excuse me, for most of our schools, 3A, 4A, and 5A had their first round kicks off tonight, and we've got all the scores for you. We'll get into those scores coming up in the second hour. And Todd, we got some pretty interesting matchups coming up next week. We got a couple undefeated teams taking on each other, an eight-man, a bunch of one-loss teams still going on. We had a couple upsets. I know you've been piling through together and trying to get some numbers ready for people coming up for next week, but it should be a really interesting week for high school football next week.
Yeah, I mean, this is the goal of every football team in the state of Iowa, you know, the chance to go to the Unidome. And so next week's going to be that week where you got teams going, giving everything they got, you know, 110% to try and get a shot at the Unidome in a state semifinal berth. Like I was figuring some of the numbers tonight, going through the games tonight. The home teams definitely were the plus side tonight. 46 out of the 56 games, 46 home winners who at home were winners tonight. So 46 out of the 56 games, the home team won. And going into the next week's games, there's 18 unbeaten football teams left in the state of Iowa going into the quarterfinals, and 19 one-loss teams. And six of the undefeated teams are an eight-man, and two of those matchups are going to feature two undefeated teams at 10-0 apiece. So that's Iowa Valley and Audubon. Iowa Valley's number four, ranked fourth. Audubon's fifth. They're both 10-0. And Edgewood Colesburg is 10-0. And they're going to take on Gladbrook Reinerbeck, another 10-0 team. So six out of the 18 unbeaten teams are an eight-man. So like I said, 18 unbeaten teams next week, and 46 of the 56 games tonight that were the home team picked up victories.
We will take it to the second hour. We're back with more of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen. On 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
Fast and fearless, baby. Here we go. C2, flood right close. Press 34-20. That's going on.
This is the New Way Ford Football Scoreboard Show.
Football!
Every score, every game, every coach. You'll hear it all from this week in high school football. The New Way Ford Football Scoreboard Show on KCIM and Kick 106.7 is also brought to you by Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton, Feld Fire, Mackey Motors, Outlaw Graphics, DMAC and Carroll, New Way Ford, Gatorade, Curb Appeal, and Motor In. Now let's get you caught up with all the scores.
We welcome you into the second hour of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on KCIM, as well as Kick 106.7. Casey Miners, Todd Danner with you guys. And Todd, with a great week. Second week for a lot of our schools. First week for some of our schools for the high school football playoffs. But Carroll falls at home tonight, 21-14 to Nevada. Their season comes to an end at 6-4, and what a good year the Tigers had. Audubon and Kemper still rolling. Audubon wins tonight at home, 82-0 over Montezuma, and then Kemper with a 26-15 win over OABCIG, a team they saw earlier this year. But really good week for the area schools. We go 2-1 in games and got two teams playing next week for a chance to go to the Unidome.
Yeah, like we said, like I mentioned before, 18 unbeaten teams, and I forgot to mention before that Kemper and Audubon are about two of those 18. So it's nice to see it this time of the year. And like I said, the Knights and the Weavers both have a shot of earning a state semifinal berth next week. And like for Audubon, you know, for Kemper, the last time they were at the Unidome was in 2013. And I don't want to jinx them, but they won it all that year with a 31-28 victory over Waukon. So if Kemper can win next week, they'll get back to the Unidome for the first time since 2013.
It'll be a good season if both teams, we want to see both teams make the Unidome and, yes, and go as long as they can. But we'll run you through the scores from the pods and all the classes. Tonight we'll start in Class 3A, where Carroll falls at home tonight to Nevada 21-14. And also in that Pod A there in Class 3A, Clear Lake beats Mount Vernon tonight 41-0. So it'll be Nevada and Clear Lake in Clear Lake next Friday for a chance to go to the semifinals. In a Pod B, it was Solon over Benton 31-6. And Winterset knocks off Independence 28-6. Winterset will take on Solon next week. Pod C in Class 3A, West Delaware beats Mount Pleasant 35-21. And Waller Catholic knocks off Central DeWitt 38-0. So Waller Catholic will take on West Delaware. In the final pod there for Class 3A in Pod D, Bishop Helan beats Atlantic tonight 28-6. And Sioux Center over Des Moines Christian 28-10. Bishop Helan and Sioux Center will meet for a chance to go to the semifinals in Class 3A next week.
Okay, games tonight in Class 2A. Like we mentioned earlier, the Kemper Knights pull off a 26-15 victory over OABCIG, and they'll host Cherokee next week. And Carroll, Cherokee was a 40-14 winner over Unity Christian, so it'll be Cherokee and Kemper next week for the chance to go for a state semifinal berth in the Unidome, a trip to the Unidome. Pod B tonight, PCM was a 45-31 winner over Pella Christian, and Wilton knocks off West Branch 30-7, so it'll be Wilton and PCM playing next week for the chance to go to the state semifinals. Pod C had winners where tonight were Mid Prairie 46-0 over Mediapolis, and Van Meter 24-14 over Roland Story. So Van Meter and Mid Prairie will hook up next week for a state semifinal berth opportunity. And then in Pod D, Osage was a 27-7 winner over Tampton Dumont, and Albernette with a 34-16 winner over Waukon. So Albernette and Osage will play next week for a chance state semifinal berth opportunity.
We will turn the page to A-Man in Pod D. Audubon knocks off Montezuma 82-0. Also there in Pod D, Iowa Valley beats Janesville 63-0. Audubon will travel to Iowa Valley coming up next week on Thursday. We'll have that game broadcasted for you. Check out the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network Facebook page, YouTube page, as well as sports.30kcim.com for when that game will be played, as well as what station it will be on. But again, Audubon going to take on Iowa Valley coming up on a Thursday. In a Pod A, there an 8-man Bishop Garrigan knocks off North Union 50-15. Don Bosco gets by Clarksville 69-32. So Bishop Garrigan will take on Don Bosco coming up on Thursday. In a Pod B, Woodbine beats Southeast Warren as they shut him out 68-0. And Fremont Mills in an upset beats Bedford tonight on the road 40-28. Woodbine will meet Fremont Mills in Woodbine coming up on a Thursday for a chance to go to the semifinals. In the final pod, they're an 8-man Pod C. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck beats Easton Valley 56-6. Edgewood-Colesburg gets by Turkey Valley 34-12. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck will take on Edgewood-Colesburg coming up next week there for a chance to go to the semifinals, and that is the 8-man pods.
Okay, Class 1A, Perennial Power West Lyon continues to have an outstanding season. 63-7 winner tonight over Lawton Bronson. And Underwood's also had a good sports year the past year. They roll over West Marshall 42-21. So Underwood will have a chance to go to the Unidome. They'll try to take on West Lyon next week in a state quarterfinal game. In Pod B, Grundy Center rolls over Clarion Goldfield 42-7. And Dyersville Beckman Catholic 35-0 winner over Sigurd and Kyoto. So Beckman Catholic and the Grundy Center will play next week for a state semifinal berth opportunity. In Pod C, Iowa City Regina 52-13 winner over Cascade, and Pleasantville knocks off Hudson 33-20. So it'll be Iowa City Regina and Pleasantville next week for a state semifinal berth. And then in Pod D, South Harvard knocks off, shuts out Ridgeview 20-0, and Traynor will have a chance for a state semifinal berth. 35-12 winner over Hinton, so Traynor and South Harden will hook up next week.
In Class A, Pod A, you had two shutouts there with MMCRU shutting out Galen Catholic 37-0, and Woodbury Central shut out Madrid 21-0, so MMCRU and Woodbury Central will meet up in that next round. Pod B, you got St. Ansgar winning big over West Fork 53-20, and North Lynn and Pekin, a 21-3 game that North Lynn would win. Pod C, you got ACGC beating Mount Air 21-7, and then you got West Sioux defeating Sibley Oshedan 31-14. Then you look at Pod D, a close one between Wapsie Valley and Maquoketa Valley, 24-14 for Wapsie, and then a 51-26 win for Linville Sully over at BGM.
Moving to Class 4A in Pod A, Xavier Cedar Rapids beats Waverly Shell Rock 47-0. ADM gets by North Scott 27-24. ADM will take on Xavier Cedar Rapids coming up on Friday. In Pod B, Gilbert gets by Lewis Central 27-24. Two teams that have played Carroll so far this year meeting there in Class 4A Pod B. And then Newton gets by Fort Dodge 51-7. Newton will take on Gilbert next week for a chance to go to the semifinals. In Pod C, Sergeant Bluff Luton blows out Lamar's 42-7, and North Polk beats Glenwood 35-21. Sergeant Bluff Luton will take on North Polk on Friday. In Pod B, Pella with the close one in a defensive battle over Davenport North 17-14. And in probably the shocker of the night and the most upset of the night, Decorah gets by Western Dubuque in the closest game of the night. 25-24, Pella will take on Decorah next week for a chance to go to the semifinals.
I think I looked on Twitter when I looked at that Decorah game there. They went for two late against Western Dubuque and got it to be able to win that one.
Oh, nice. Nice way to win a ball game. Now turn our attention to the big boys, Class 5A in Pod A. Western Warren Dahling rolls over Waterloo West 44-6, and Iowa City West knocks off Cedar Falls 38-31, so it'll be Iowa City West and Dahling playing next week for a state semifinal berth. Pod B's tonight, winners tonight, Waukee Northwest 28-7 over Indianola, and Sioux City East knocks off Dallas Center Grimes 28-14. So Sioux City East and Waukee Northwest will play next week for a state semifinal berth. In Pod C, Johnston was a 34-26 winner over Ankeny Centennial, and Valley knocks off Prairie 26-20. So Valley and Johnston will hook up next week for a state semifinal opportunity. And then in Pod D, Iowa City Liberty was a 34-20 winner over Waukee and Southeast Polk 21-14 over Ankeny. So Southeast Polk going for a five-peat. They won the last four state championships, so they're going for a five-peat. They'll have an opportunity. We'll play in Iowa City Liberty for a state semifinal berth next week.
There's only been one team that has won Class 5A, and that is Southeast Polk since it got introduced. We'll step away, take a break. We'll talk more about the matchups next week and also run you through the scores again when we come back here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Skip the ladder and hassle this holiday season. Let Curb Appeal of WCI light up your home. Hi, this is Scott. Our team custom installs bright, energy-efficient LED lights cut to the perfect length. Go for a clean, solid glow or a dazzling pattern that will wow the whole neighborhood. When the season ends, we'll take them down and store them for you next year and back it with a one-year warranty. Looking for something long-term? Ask about our permanent lighting system, perfect for holidays, game days, or any season. Curb Appeal, holiday lights handmade hassle-free. Call 712-210-9580 today.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
From bump, set, spike to the crack of the bat. At Motor Inn of Carroll, we love our high school sports. And we love the opportunity to support our local schools, athletes, coaches, and parents. Through the hard work of our kids, we get the enjoyment of watching and listening to their activities. Other life lessons like teamwork and citizenship help create outstanding young women and men we are so proud to sponsor. Good luck to all of our local sports teams from Motor Inn of Carroll.
We welcome you back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on Kick 106.7 as well as the KCIM. Don't know if we'll go the full hour here on this second hour of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. We've already talked with Carroll head coach Craig Roeders. Their season comes to an end tonight. Tigers lost at home 21-14. Sean Burks of Audubon, the Wheelers, pick up a big win tonight 82-0 over Montezuma as they keep their postseason chances alive. And then also Kemper winning at home tonight. They played the early game of a doubleheader, back-to-back weeks of a doubleheader here at the Carroll Athletic Stadium as they win over OABCIG 26-15. So the Knights will play coming up on Friday. They will have Cherokee Washington, who they met in the first round, the week one going back to last season. And Todd, as we're talking about some of the games next week, especially looking at what Audubon and Kemper has coming up, Audubon going to face a team they probably haven't seen a whole lot in Iowa Valley, but those two all year long have been 4-5, right there with each other. That should be a really good game. And even Kemper taking on Cherokee Washington team they've already seen so far this year. So two really good games that we could have for the folks coming up on Thursday and Friday next week.
Yeah. Couple of real, hopefully, real competitive ball games. Iowa Valley, Audubon, like I said, they probably don't know a whole lot about each other, but the last few years they've been traditionally powerhouses in eight man. So I'm looking forward to a high scoring ball game between those two teams, and it'd be interesting to see what happens. Which defense is going to step up and maybe shut down one of the opponents a little bit. But yeah, a very interesting ball game with that, a chance to be a very high scoring ball game. And like I said, Kemper playing hosting Cherokee. You know, I'm sure Kemper is very happy they're playing they're hosting Cherokee instead of having to head up to Cherokee. But like I said, played in the first game of the year. But like I said, a lot changes from week one to week 10 now. So it's almost like two totally different teams. But at the same time, they're familiar with each other and know pretty much what each team wants to do and why they're being successful at this time of the year.
And in that Kemper and Cherokee Washington game, both teams, you know, that week one, you're feeling each other out, seeing kind of throwing some things
right
in. You got
yes
new kids playing that haven't yep played all season long. So both teams are going to be playing their best football coming into that
yeah
game. And it's not, even though Kemper won like 44-28, it's not
right
a done deal. You still got to come out and play because you know Cherokee Washington is going to be excited and want to get that upset.
Yeah, that score can be thrown out, you know, from week one. You know, it's like I said, it's now everything's on the line. I mean, pressure's building up a little bit now. You know, it's all depends on how the kids come out and play, you know. In games like these, it comes down to one or two critical turnovers. You know, that can turn the game just like that. So, you know, Cherokee's going to come down here with a lot of confidence. They know they lost by 16 points the first time to Kemper. But like I said, that was 9 weeks ago. So a lot of things change in 9 weeks, and they're going to come down confident. And Kemper's going to have to be at their best to knock them off.
You take a look at Audubon going to Iowa Valley next week. Last year, Audubon had to go up to Remsen St. Mary's. They ended up winning a state title. Remsen, I was there for that game. Remsen, you could see, was the bigger team. You know, they had a lot bigger. They were a lot more prepared. I know Sean does a really good job of getting his kids prepared every week.
Right.
He'll have them prepared and ready to go against Iowa Valley. But I think one thing he really likes about his kids this year, this time they had the chance to be the bigger, the faster, and the stronger team.
Right.
And that should be really good for them going to Iowa Valley.
You know, listening to his interview tonight, Coach Burke said this was the first game that he really felt that all three areas of facets of the game they clicked in tonight. I mean, offensively, defensively, special teams. He said they're strong in every one of those facets of the ball game. And he said he was pleased with tonight's effort. And he says when they can play like that and they're strong in all the facets of the game like that, they're tough to beat. So he's just like Iowa Valley is going to be confident coming in the next week. Sean Burks, you know, he's set up all season. You know, he had a team this year with high expectations, and here they are, one game away from the state semifinals and a trip to the Unidome. So they're going to let everything. And the thing is, they're healthy. They're, you know, they got it. And they're deep, and they're athletic, and they're like I said, Coach Burks, one of the best teams he's had down there. So I'm looking forward to that game next week against the Tigers.
And I think one thing to look at in that Audubon-Iowa Valley game, Audubon going to come in with the chips on their shoulder. Iowa Valley's been ranked ahead of them all
right
year long, especially depending on where you look. Either it's 3 or 4 or 4 and 5 like it is the association, had their rankings come out. That's going to be a big chip for Audubon going into that game, and I think that might be one of the key factors to get the kids motivated.
You know, like we had mentioned too, you talked about Coach Burks said that looking at Iowa Valley that had a possibility of that's where they were going to be the team to meet up in the state quarterfinals. But like I said, they don't know a lot about Iowa Valley, and I'm sure Iowa Valley doesn't know a lot about Audubon until they watch each other on film, you know, to figure out what their real strengths are. But like I said, neither team really knows as much about each other. And like I said, it's a long road trip for you know, Audubon to head over to Marengo, and it's going to be a great game. It could be a high scoring ball game, and it's just going to be a fun one. And like I said, all on the line next week.
Again, as Todd mentioned, Audubon going to go to Marengo to take on Iowa Valley. That game will be played on Thursday, and then Kemper will be at home against Cherokee Washington coming up a week from tonight on Friday. We'll have both those games for you across the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network. Audubon on Thursday, Kemper on Friday. Check out sports.1380kcim.com for those sports schedules coming out next week. We'll step away, take a break. We'll run you through the scores again when we come back on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
From bump, set, spike to the crack of the bat, at Motor Inn of Carroll, we love our high school sports. And we love the opportunity to support our local schools, athletes, coaches, and parents. Through the hard work of our kids, we get the enjoyment of watching and listening to their activities. Other life lessons like teamwork and citizenship help create outstanding young women and men we are so proud to sponsor. Good luck to all of our local sports teams from Motor Inn of Carroll.
Big things are happening at Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Second round of the Iowa High School football playoffs officially wrapped up here on KCIM and at Kick 106.7. Casey Miners, Mason Nealon, Todd Danner with you guys tonight here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. We are approaching the end of the show. We will run you through the scores again for tonight. We'll start in Class of 3A in Pod A. Nevada comes to Carroll. They knock off the Tigers 21-14. Clear Lake over Mount Vernon 41-0. Nevada will take on Mount Vernon coming up next Friday. In a Pod B, it's Solon over Benton 31 to 21-6. Winterset gets by Independence 28-6. Solon will take on Winterset coming up next week for a chance to go to the semifinals. Into Pod C, West Delaware over Mount Pleasant 35-21. And Waller Catholic shuts out Central DeWitt 38-0. West Delaware will take on Waller Catholic coming up next Friday. Final pod there in Class 3A. Bishop Healing gets by Atlantic 28-6. And Sioux Center over Des Moines Christian 28-10. Bishop Healing and Sioux Center will meet for the second time this season. They were district mates as Bishop Healing will take on Sioux Center.
The Kemper Knights of Carroll here defeated OABCIG in a Class 2A Pod A 26-15. Cherokee defeated Unity Christian 40-14, so it'll set up a matchup between Kemper and Cherokee for the second time this season for the right to go to the Dome. You look to Pod B now. PCM defeated Pella Christian 45-31, and Wilton defeated West Branch 30-7 there. So PCM and Wilton going to play next week for the right to go to the Dome. And Pod C, a shutout as a Mid Prairie defeated Mediapolis 46-0, and then Van Meter beating a Rolling Story 24-14. So Mid Prairie and Van Meter are going to meet up next week. In a Pod D, you got Osage defeating Hampton Dumont 27-7, and Albernett defeating Walk-On 34-16. So Osage and Albernett going to take on each other for the right to go to the Dome.
Okay, we'll turn our attention to the eight-man playoffs tonight. In Pod A, North Union falls to Bishop Garrigan 50-15, and Don Bosco rolls over Clarksville 69-32. So it'll be Don Bosco and Bishop Garrigan playing next week for a state semifinal berth. In Pod B, Southeast Warren falls 68-0 to Woodbine, so Woodbine advances, and Bedford falls to Fremont Mills 40-28. So Fremont Mills and Woodbine will play next week for a state semifinal berth opportunity. In Pod C, Gladbrook-Rhinebeck, 56-6 winners over Eastern Valley, and Edwards-Colesburg, 34-12 winner over Turkey Valley. So next week will be Edwards-Colesburg and Gladbrook-Rhinebeck with a chance to go to the state semifinal on the line. And then in Pod D, the Audubon Wheelers continue to have an outstanding season and improve to 10-0 with a big 82-0 shutout of Montezuma tonight down in Audubon. And Iowa Valley shuts out Janesville 63-0. So it'll be Audubon and Iowa Valley at Marengo next week, both 10-0 playing to go to the state semifinal berth.
We'll turn the attention to Class 1A and Pod A. West Lyon continues to roll this season. Their undefeated season stays alive. They knock off Lawton Bronson 63-7. Other part of that, Pod A, Underwood upsets West Marshall on the road tonight 42-21. So it'll be West Lyon and Underwood coming up there from Inwood next week in Class 1A for a chance to go to the semifinals. Into Pod B, Grundy Center knocks off Clear and Goldfield Dalles 42-7. Also in Pod B was a Beckman Catholic 35, Signory Kyoto 0. So it'll be Grundy Center and a Beckman Catholic there into Class 1A. Into Pod C, Regina of Iowa City gets by Cascade 52-13. Pleasantville goes on the road and knocks off Hudson tonight 33-20. So it's Iowa City Regina taking on Pleasantville for a chance to go to the semifinals next week. Into Pod D, it's South Hardin over Ridgeview tonight 20-0. And then Trainer with a chance to go to the semifinals as they beat Hinton tonight 35-12. So it's South Hardin and Trainer there in Pod D.
Turn our attention to Class A now. In a Pod A, a pair of shutouts as Woodbury Central shut out Madrid at 21-0, and MMCRU shut out Galen Catholic 37-0, so those two will meet up for the right to go to the Dome. In Pod B, St. Ansgar defeating West Fork 53-20, and North Lynn defeating Pekin at 21-3. Then in a Pod C here, you got a West Sioux all over Sibley Oshedon 31-14, ACGC defeating Mount Air at 21-7. And in a Pod D, Linville Sully with a big win over BGM 51-26. And Wapsie Valley defeated Maquoketa Valley at 24-14.
Okay, Class 4A tonight. Cedar Rapids Xavier shuts out Waverly Sherlock 47-0, and ADM was a 27-24 win over North Scott. So it'll be ADM and Xavier playing next week for a state semifinal berth in Class 4A. In Pod B, Gilbert was a nice 27-24 win over Lewis Central in a tight ball game tonight, and Newton rolls over Fort Dodge 51-7. So it'll be Newton and Gilbert playing next week for a state semifinal berth. In Pod C, Sergeant Bluff Luton 42-7 winner over Lamar's, and North Polk edges Glenwood 35-21. So it'll be North Polk and Sergeant Bluff Luton next week playing for a state semifinal berth in Class 4A. And then in Pod D, Pella comes up with a nice 17-14 win over Davenport North. And in the closest game of the night, Decorah knocks off Western Dubuque 25-24. So it'll be Decorah playing Pella next week for a state semifinal berth in Class 4A.
Let's turn the page to Class 5A in Pod A. Dowling beats Waterloo West 44-6. Iowa City West goes on the road. They go to Cedar Falls, and they pick up the upset 38-31. So it'll be Dowling Catholic against Iowa City West next week in the Class A 5A Pod A for the chance to go to the semifinals. Into Pod B, Waukee Northwest over Indianola 28-7. And then Sioux City East knocks off Dallas Center Grimes 28-14. So it'll be Waukee Northwest taking on Sioux City East there in Pod B. Into Pod C, it's Johnson over Ankeny Centennial, 34-26. And the Valley just gets by Prairie, 26-20. So it'll be Johnston taking on Valley next week for a chance to go to the semifinals. And then the final pod there in 5A is a Pod D. It is Iowa City Liberty as they knocked off Waukee tonight, 34-20. And then Southeast Polk keeps their season alive and a chance to five-peat as they knock off Ankeny, 21-14. So Southeast Polk will take on Iowa City Liberty coming up next week. We'll step away, take a break. We'll talk about next week and the two area teams we got playing when we come back in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Clogged gutters, dirty windows, lint-filled dryer vents. Don't wait till it's too late. At Curb Appeal of WCI, we make home care simple. Our gutter cleaning protects your roof and foundation from costly water damage. Our dryer vent cleaning improves airflow, lowers energy bills, and reduces fire risk. And our window cleaning leaves your home brighter, streak-free, and full of natural light. Protect your home, save money, enjoy the view. Call Curb Appeal of WCI today at 712-210-9580.
Big things are happening at Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Welcome back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on Kick 106.7 as well as the KCIM. Casey Miners with you as we have wrapped up the second round for a lot of our area districts and area classes here across Iowa High School football. And then also 3A, 4A, 5A got their opening rounds done with tonight. And we've got two teams left still coming up next week for you. We've got Audubon taking on Iowa Valley. That'll be on Thursday. And then a Kemper going to be taking on Cherokee Washington. That'll be Friday for you. And we've got schedules for those coming up and everything too. No New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show next week, but we'll be back with you guys next season. But tune in to, you know, all the great football that we got coming up next week.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that we won't interview the coaches coming up next week. We'll still talk with Sean after the game Thursday night. You'll just go to our podcast center. It's our week, the place where we post our weekly interviews with all of the other coaches for those schools, and we'll do that. And then next week with Coach Steinkamp, we'll podcast that one, or we'll get it on the Saturday morning coaches show and stuff. So we'll still talk with both of our coaches. But I know this is our last show for the year, so I wanted to take time here. Todd, thank you very much. Casey, you as well. Jim Molitor and Craig Lux, who also helped out with the show this year, thank you to them as well. People don't realize that you guys are here 6:30, 7 o'clock a lot of nights to update scores and stuff, and you sit here all night long until midnight or later a lot of nights and stuff. Mason, thanks to you as well for the help this year. I want to thank some other people as well. Tom Honkap, of course, and Nick Brinks for going out and broadcasting some games along with KC doing that. And I'm going to try to remember everybody that's helped us do color commentating. If I forget somebody, please help me here. But Dave Burks, I know. Doug Waniger, of course, and Jerry Fleschner. Jackson Kerrigan helped us out a little bit this year. Brett Lux, if I didn't say him, you got to throw him in there as well. I can't think of the young man's name that helped with Coon Rapids Baird.
But Devin went and did it with Nick one night.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So thanks to him as well. I didn't get a chance to work with him, but yeah. I think I'm going to reach out to him and see if we can't maybe get some stuff this summer. But, I just appreciate everybody that pitches in to help the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network get the coverage that we do on Friday nights and throughout the season. And thanks again to, I'm just going to call them our spotters. I'll explain that. I've got people at all of our schools for on the nights that we're not at their games. I have them tweeting score updates for us at the end of every quarter. Some of them do it every time somebody scores. So I just want to throw the names out. Trevor Miller down at Audubon. Jeremy Ehlers over at Arweva. The Carroll game we're always at, so we don't have to worry about. Courtney Cadwalder and Caitlin McAllister teamed up down at Coon Rapids Baird this year. Angie McCullough at ESAC County. Over at Glen Ralston, it was Cassidy Wink. We had Icam Manning was actually my brother, Jim Blankman, so thanks to him. And then South Central Calhoun was Macy Dorman. And of course, Kepper, we always have those games covered. So thanks to those guys. And then we had some other people reaching out, letting us know some scores from other games throughout the season, too, for some of our district teams. So thanks to everybody that kind of helps this machine keep running a little bit.
It's a great machine and wouldn't happen without everybody that helps. But as I mentioned, we got two big games coming up next week. Audubon will take on Iowa Valley. Kemper taking on to Cherokee. So, Jeff, you got all the rundowns on when those will be
Yes. And
everything like that.
Yeah, so the Audubon-Iowa Valley game, Nick Brinks is going to be on the broadcast there with Randy Spies. And I almost forgot Randy. He's done quite a few of the Audubon games for us this year, so thanks to him for that. But those two will team up again for that game. That'll be Thursday night on 93.7 KKRL. Kickoff should be at 7, so we'll do a pregame probably at around 6:20. And then I'll have the call probably with Doug Waniger, I'm assuming, for the Kemper game on Friday night. And that'll be right here on KCIM with pregame at about 6:20 and the kickoff at 7 o'clock.
You know, Jeff, you go through an entire list of thanking people, and I think that you missed one name. I got to call you out on who you missed, Jeff. I think we all thank you as well for the stuff you do for us. I mean, typing up all these scores, getting everything ready for us every week, and reaching out to coaches and ADs and all that. So I think for us as well, we got to thank you for everything that you do behind the scenes as well to make this machine as big as it is.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. I agree, yes, yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, all wouldn't happen without you and everything that everybody here lets us do. So I want to thank you for tuning in to the last night of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. We're going to wrap everything up. Don't forget, you can check out those times that Jeff just mentioned for the two games coming up next week at sports.1380kcim.com. Thank you guys for tuning in to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.